To the election trail now, and the Prime Minister has taken his campaign to the seat of Cowper on the New South Wales mid-north coast. It's been a safe Nationals seat since Federation, and usually ignored by leaders during elections until now. The Prime Minister's visit today is yet another sign Nationals' heartland is under threat, this time from high-profile independent Rob Oakeshott. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Jetting into the sleepy seaside regional city of Port Macquarie, home to a large retiree community, support for Scott Morrison was unabashed at today's function.
Mine's more of a statement of support rather than question.
Great.
Go right ahead.
None of the vexing questions about last year's leadership turmoil here. One speaker, Peter, is glad for the change.
The previous Prime Minister, I had no idea what he represented, and I'm glad he's gone. I feel you are representing certainly the values that I hold near and dear.
And yet, even in a crowd that supportive, a sense of resignation about the potential election result.
Heaven forbid the Labor Party win this election. At least I know that you've put up a very good fight on our behalf. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm not known for quoting Tony Jones, but on that occasion, I think I will. I'll take that one as a comment. But I appreciate the support, but we are going to win this election.
If that's to be the case, Cowper may well hold the key. Former independent MP for the neighbouring seat of Lyne, Rob Oakeshott, is contesting the seat and stands a decent chance of taking it off the Nationals. The long-serving local Nationals member Luke Hartsooker is retiring. Relative unknown Pat Conaghan is the new candidate.
A vote for anyone else? An independent? You never know what you're going to get. The point is that you do know. And it's not what you're looking for. It's not what you're looking for. The only way to ensure that I can continue as Prime Minister is by voting for Pat.
And following last night's leaders' debate, he took another swipe at Bill Shorten over Labor's spending plans.
He was asked how you go to keep the budget in surplus, and then he spent 5 minutes talking about how he was going to spend more money.
Yes.
Sorry, Bill, that's not how it works. That math does not add up, does not compute.
Labor's claiming victory in last night's debate. Here's campaign spokesman Jim Chalmers.
The reason why Bill Shorten won the debate last night even more comprehensively than he won the first two was because he had forward-looking, positive plans about workers and pensioners, and positive plans about the future.
The last time Labor formed government, it was with Rob Oakeshott's support from the crossbench. Jim Chalmers was asked whether Labor's been in touch with the hopeful comeback candidate ahead of a potentially close election result.
I haven't spoken to Rob for some years. I am obviously aware that there's a very tight three-way contest there, including Labor in Cowper. Rob's a good guy, but I haven't spoken to him for some time. I don't know if other colleagues have.
Tomorrow, Labor will release its costings, and Jim Chalmers says those who've been waiting for detail about the cost to the budget of Labor's more aggressive carbon emissions reductions target will get their answer.
That will include the cost to the budget of all of our climate change and energy policies, including electric vehicles, including our fund for sensitive industries. That will all be contained in tomorrow's numbers.
So everything will be in there. There won't be anything that will be left out.
Specifically on that 45% target?
Well, all of the policies which get to that target, all of the fiscal costs, will be included in that document.
Labor's campaign spokesman Jim Chalmers, ending that report by political reporter Tom Eagledon.